Go ahead, lounge around in bed with a good magazine. We'll even read it to you. This is Sportsnet Magazine Live. Live. On Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
How important, how crucial, how must win is the World Cup of Hockey for the teams that are playing there? The pre-tournament games have been fun. The intensity in Canada, U.S. was great. But what do we say about the state of Canadian hockey if Canada finishes third at this thing?
I think we're okay. I'm coming off the Sochi and Vancouver. I don't think there's the same desperation that we've seen in our lifetime, certainly. Going into maybe not desperation in Vancouver, but certainly we wanted to win on home soil. 2002 was a massive tournament coming off the disappointments in Nagano and at the World Cup in 96. So I think there's a different vibe here. I think we've seen the Babcock, Crosby, Bergeron, you know, Doughty teams just kind of dominate to this point. We know what they are. I don't think their legacies are in question here. So I don't think there's as much on the line for Team Canada as there is for another team like, let's say, the Russians with Alex Ovechkin and Malkin, a team of superstars whose NHL pedigrees are unquestioned, but on the international stage have not delivered a major international tournament victory for Russia. I think they're going to have a massive chip on their shoulder. They're a little bit thin on the blue line, and there's questions in net for them, but I think there are certainly teams with more to play for than Team Canada this time around.
I agree. Team USA is one of those teams, and they were playing like there was something. It's a pre-tournament game. These games are, they're just meant so that the teams can get warmed up, they can get acclimatized to their new systems, their special teams, and their chemistry with the players they don't play with for 82 games in a year. And they were playing like it was game seven of the playoffs last night. Like Ryan Kessler is hitting guys from behind. Dustin Byfuglien is just, you know, trucking guys. And it felt, I was really surprised to see that kind of hockey in the first pre-tournament game. I was a little, not skeptical of this tournament, but just curious to see what the competition level would be like. How intense would it be? Like, how much does this type of tournament before it's these players aren't in mid-season form, they haven't even gone to their NHL training camps yet, how much will it mean to them?
Well, you spoke about in the last hour, Mikey, which is, you know, great players love to be challenged and how challenges like elevate their play. And you look at Team Canada, and internally they don't need much to play for. They have nothing to prove to themselves. But I think teams like Team USA last night, and we'll see what the Russians can do later on in the tournament, but Team USA pushed Team Canada last night. They forced them to up their physical play, and I don't think Team Canada would have played that way unless Team USA came at them that way. I was not surprised that the Americans played that way. They've been constructed to play that way. They have a head coach behind the bench in John Tortorella who wants them to play that way, and who in many ways I think was a good choice for the Americans only because he's going to fire them up. He is going to give a big crap about this tournament, and his players on the ice showed that.
I never had a doubt that the players were going to like the tournament because, look, it's the best players in the world playing the best players in the world, so I get that. Anytime you wear a Canadian jersey or an American jersey or Russian jersey, it's terrific. I guess my only thing is why I led off the discussion with the question of how significant it is, guys, is like there is the matter of overkill. There's the Olympics. There's the World Hockey Championships. And yes, Canada, always pressure. And if Canada loses, people do get upset regardless. But end of the day is like, where does this rank? And one of the problems with the World Cup, and we'll get to the format in a second, one of the problems with the World Cup is so inconsistent in the schedule. When is it? It's like whenever they feel like having a World Cup and not much else happening, or we need a little money, or let's do this, they play a World Cup. But take it aside. When you're watching the game, I watched the end of that American-USA. Oh, my goodness, that game was intense. It's September. It's a pre-tournament game. And it was electric watching it. Flip side, I just think, okay, so let's say Team North America pulls off an upset and wins. What does that tell us? It tells us nothing.
I think it would tell, if that specific example happened, I think it would tell you about the young talent in the league, and it would speak to some of the, a lot of the best players in the world are under 24 years of age. And I think if North America were to win this tournament, there could be a discussion there as to what this means for hockey. But like if you compare this to the 2004 World Cup, Canada was just coming off a gold medal. You know, they hadn't won an Olympic gold medal in forever. And And they won. They finally got over that hurdle. And then the 2004 tournament, they won that as well, but it was almost anticlimactic.
It was the same cast of characters. The lockout was looming very large. Everybody knew that was going to be the last significant hockey we were going to see for some time. They played Finland in a really like unremarkable final game. It was a one-game final. It wasn't a best-of-three final like this one is as well. Mm-hmm. So, again, there was, like, less at stake.
Yeah.
I think this tournament, to your point, too, it could be a passing of the torch if the North American team plays well. Moving on from the Crosby, Ovechkins, they're still great players in their prime. They're not going away anytime soon. But it could be just a matter of, like, hey, look, these McDavids, these Eichels, these Austin Matthews, these Johnny Hockeys, these Ekblads, these guys are ready to take their game and their stature within the game to another height if they perform well.
This is Sportsnet Magazine Live.